My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara.
All righty, it's crossover time. Yeah. Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson, joined by Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. What is going on, gentlemen?
Yeah, Steiny. Let's go, Steiny.
Now, you guys got here at 9 in the morning,
yeah,
I imagine.
I did.
Wait till you go walk through.
Okay.
Wait till you
the
do
sea
it.
Of the red.
Oh, my God, the energy out there is good.
It's incredible.
It's good. It's real good. Oh, man.
And they call this work.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Look at Steiny.
Yeah. Bang Bang Niner Gang, Steiny.
Yes.
You're going to hear it. You're going to feel it. You're going to, dare I say, smell it when you walk outside.
Okay.
Niner Nation is pungent and fragrant and ready.
Tonight's kickoff, obviously 5:15, gents. And here's the one thing that to me is the theme tonight, and it's, you can't ignore the fact that Aaron Rodgers is playing after getting hurt last year, and Brock Purdy starting his second full year as the starting quarterback for the 49ers, and in a way it feels like Rodgers has more to prove in a way than Brock Purdy.
No doubt. I think it's because of the age and the injury and the fact that, you know, Brock with his team's already done it. Aaron has not done it with his team, and so who did we talk to earlier with the Sauce Gardner? Beningo. Joe Beningo.
Oh, yes, yeah, Joe Beningo.
Joe Beningo. Yeah. Jets fans have been waiting for 50-something years.
Forever.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner.
Super Bowl III.
Wow, look at you.
Your favorite. Yeah, it's been that long since they've actually gotten there and won one, and so this is their only chance. You want to talk about Super Bowl or bust with the Niners? I think it's more appropriate for the Jets.
Well, I'm trying to remember what he told us. It was something along the lines of, like, he was just kind of getting out of college the last time the Jets went to the Super Bowl. Now he's about to turn 70 years old.
Just think so. Okay? Tomorrow is not promised.
Nothing is promised.
He's 70.
Think about that. About to be 70 years old, and he was, like, you know, just buying beer for the first time the last time they went to the Super Bowl. So, you
that
know, that puts
off.
All it would take anybody off.
Yeah,
that, I mean, it puts it all in perspective, but you're not wrong, Steiny, at all. I mean, it has been a long time, if you really track it, not just since we've seen Aaron, but go back even further. When was the last time we saw Aaron play well?
I would argue it's been three seasons.
Well, I didn't realize.
It's a long time.
Yeah, Acho, we had Emmanuel Acho on. I didn't realize he didn't have a 300-yard game in 2022, the year before he got
hurt. His last year with the Packers was underwhelming for sure.
But he's in, I believe, a good spot in regard to, and I'm just telling Stoney, take the injury away, you can't. But it just, there's some parallels to what Brady stepped into in Tampa Bay. And if you don't think Rodgers is hearing what Stoney said, people thinking he's done, I get it, but you got Sauce Gardner, you got Quinnen Williams, you got Breece Hall. So if Aaron Rodgers can tap back into what Brady did when we thought he was done and his arm was noodle arm, like, I think the Niners almost makes it, it's the greatest test for Rodgers to win and say, I beat the Niners. To almost, well, you still got to show us more, but to start the season off by, if you were to come in here and get a dub and look like Aaron Rodgers, people would be like, oh, wow, you're accelerating what we were waiting to see. Yeah. Like, this is a big place for opportunity.
It's a big opportunity, but I do think it's different than Brady, because Brady, when he went to Tampa, was not coming off an injury.
No, you're right.
He was 10 years removed.
But we thought he was done. A lot of the streets thought he was done.
Right, but turned out he wasn't done. And I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers is done, but he's doing something that Brady didn't have to do, which is come back from injury at 40. When Brady was 40 or 41 in Tampa, he was just Tom Brady in Tampa. He was old, but he was not coming off injury. This is a whole different thing now.
This game, to me, it boils down to what you guys are talking about right here, which is the rebirth of the 49ers pass rush. And whether or not, well, if you want to tie this to everything that's been discussed with Steve Wilks or whatever, none of it matters now. Now it's just about, like, okay, what do you look like? And if the Niner, if the Niner pass rush comes out and has a really good night, this is going to be next to impossible for Aaron Rodgers.
Which has been for him in the postseason against the Niners.
He can't move that well. Even if he's playing well, even before the injury, he no longer moved the way he used to move. He used to move really well, and he doesn't anymore. And I would refer, if I'm a Niner fan, this is what I'm looking at. And it's your boy, Steiny. Did you watch the Atlanta Falcons?
We brought it up late.
That's what an aging quarterback off of an Achilles looks like.
He
couldn't move. He couldn't move, and they couldn't score. And that's what the opportunity that sits there for the, because T.J. Watt ruined that game.
Man.
He ruined the game. And Nick Bosa should be able, you'd hope, if you're a Niner fan, to be able to do something similar like that tonight. Because Cousins had weapons, Bijan and Drake London and Kyle Pitts, and he's got all kinds of stuff there, and they could not move the ball. And that's what I hope the Niner defense creates tonight.
And that's what Acho was talking about when we had him on. I was asking him, what does a guy like him look at for Aaron Rodgers to kind of figure out how much he has left? And he said he's going to be watching for whether or not he's still trying to extend plays, or whether
throw it away.
He kind of throws it away more because he's thinking about the injury, and maybe he's also thinking about the age. But I'm excited about tonight. And you guys got any predictions?
Well, I would say I feel like
I went 24-17 Niners.
My thing is, you want to call it 24 or 25. First one and only one to get to that number wins the game.
All right.
It looked to me around the league like defenses were ahead of offenses.
Yep.
It's real hard to be in sync now. The shortened preseason, top players don't play very much. Niners had some holdouts, whatever. All of it sort of lends, and especially in a game like this where you got a lot of name value on both defenses, I think points will be at a premium. If the Niners can get to 24 tonight, I'd take it, and I think that they'll win. But I'll go 27-17.
Yeah, I'll save my pick for later in the show.
Because
these guys have this cute little thing called Fade the Dibbers.
Fade the Dibbers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's become a thing. Yeah. Like,
got something like that. I hit on mine. I had
whatever.
It's 1-1. It's 1-1.
They think that I'm wrong all the time.
Right.
And then I came out and won on Friday night. So I'm 1-1. And, you know, in fact, I'm actually more of a winner than the three of these jabrones combined. But it's okay for the bit. For the show, I'm willing to play.
There you go.
The heavy.
Yeah, I got
whatever,
you.
Grandy. How about that fantasy scoreboard?
Check.
Why did you do him like that?
Fact check.
Time for a fact check.
How much of Robert Saleh's familiarity takes with the Niner offense means anything?
I don't think it means anything
at all.
It's
been a while.
It's been a while. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, does this Niner offense under Brock Purdy remind you of what it looked like under Jimmy Garoppolo? I don't know.
Sure wasn't here,
Christian McCaffrey. Like, these are people, Trent Williams, these people weren't here when Robert Saleh knew this offense. He knew the Raheem Mostert offense.
Wow.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. These guys, like, when you're Kyle Shanahan, when you're Robert Saleh, when you've been around the league, like, these guys all know what the other one's trying to do. They know exactly what they're trying to do. It's just a matter of who's able to kind of impose the will and execute what they're trying to do. That's what we're looking at tonight.
What's your sense of the McCaffrey situation? Listed as questionable. It still feels like Kyle Shanahan expects him to play, but going into week one, dibs.
Calf Achilles. Oh, man. Acho brought up Durant.
Hold on a minute. Guru's worried?
It wasn't just me. Acho brought up Durant. We didn't even ask him. He said he don't like calf injuries. That was all.
Is that wrong? Do we know the nature of the injury? Has he missed any regular season games because of the injury?
I think flare-ups, though, because he's going to play, and then aggravated? Does he get worse? I mean,
you're assuming that there actually is an injury, and I'm more of the mind, like Mark was saying all along, like it's a mosquito bite or a bug bite or whatever he was saying. I don't think that it's a real thing. Now, do you want to give him 25 touches a game over 17? No, you don't, but you're going to lean on him early, and you're going to lean on him often, because this is one of the games that counts. And, you know, if he comes up and he has a little bit of a cramp or an ache or a strain, then I'll be worried. But in the meantime, no worries. Go out there and play football, because you're not going to have Brandon Ayuk in full. You're probably going to have about a half of Ayuk. You're probably looking at maybe 35 snaps from Brandon, depending on how the offense.
So no pitch count for McCaffrey.
I don't think so. No.
Let me ask you this. What would make you more worried? The way the situation is right now, or if the 49ers said, you know what? We're gonna take the safe route with McCaffrey. We're gonna give him the first 5 weeks of the season off. But when he comes back week six, he's gonna play a 12-game season, and we are gonna be ready to go.
My man control with the best of them, but obviously not the second one. Come on now. I'm just telling you, I'll watch these games again. We'll get into Tom Brady. I guess I can do it right now, real quick. You weren't bad. But I need some personality, Willard. I need some volume. I need some energy. And he just was, he was ho-hum.
Well,
and he wasn't bad. Snotty. He was like, he's Tom Brady. I get it. But that job requires some Greg Olsen. John Madden.
He's an offensive player, and all the offensive players are half-stepping into week one what it looked like. I'm going to give him a little space the same way you give all the quarterbacks. The other thing is, I mean, you know this. We're watching Red Zone. I only get bits and pieces of time as they go out to the Browns Cowboys game. So I didn't go over it with a fine-tooth comb at all. But, you know, look, he's Tom Brady. Is it going to feel overpaid no matter what he says? Sure. But the McCaffrey situation that you're worried about, I almost don't know how to answer that, because he's been tucked away in the closet. I have no idea.
And it was barking then. That's why there was no contact.
We don't know. I don't know anything. I know that they tucked him away.
And they shut him down.
But then he worked on the side for weeks. He's been running on the side for weeks. I just think the word Achilles makes us uncomfortable.
Okay, no doubt about
obviously.
It. And that's all I get.
But
at the same time,
I got to trust that the 49ers are not going to put him in a bad situation. All and right. We have no frame of reference as to what he looks like right now. He might be fine.
Because Kyle laughed at a reporter, basically, when they asked about his touches when there was no injury. And he acted like there was no scoreboard at all. And all I want from Kyle now to say, at least you're with this news, you can spell them if you're up 21-3 late in the fourth.
And they do. They usually do when they're up 21-3 in the fourth. They do spell them, and they go to Mason or they go to Elijah Mitchell. Whatever they've done in the past, they'll do it again. But in the meantime, if you want to win a game, you're going to go with your best players, and he's your best player. So he's going to carry the ball, and he's going to get the ball thrown to him. And if something happens in the course of that, that's just football.
Yeah. Well, I'd say this, too. In the age of fantasy football, I laugh sometimes at how many press conferences conferences turn into reporters asking coaches to give the game plan. They do, because we all want to know, is the lead running back an 80% guy? Is he going to get 62% of the carries? How many? It's like, because that's the way we watch ball now, that's the questioning we ask, and of course they're going to laugh at you. It's like, I'm not telling you who I'm playing. I'm not telling you. What do you want? First play is a run play? Like, what do you want from me? Kyle's not going to give you that.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And Dibs, I know he's among your favorite players of all time. I know he's done a lot of good things in this league, our league, but it truly is a legacy year for Trent Williams, don't you think?
I don't think it's a legacy year at all, because if Trent Williams were to, right now,
yes,
on his way in the stadium, step in a pothole and suffer a high ankle sprain and miss the whole game, he's still a first ballot Hall of Famer. So in terms of his legacy's intact. Now, what he can be for the Niners, and it's funny you use the word legacy, because I'm fresh off the Dwayne Dibley Memorial Race up in Ferndale, when my brother famously declared that it was about a legacy, a legacy, a legacy, a legacy. Yeah, he said it four times. Mikey 1.0 couldn't get off it. So this is not about a legacy for Trent Williams. What this is, he could vault himself into all-time pantheon, Steiny. He could be a part of the Niners pantheon. Mm. If he's a part of a Super Bowl winning team, and he's already...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
First ballot, he becomes one of the all-time great Niners, more than just one of the all-time great players.
I think about it this way, where you're talking about the names that are on this team. ESPN sort of put out a question to the public today, like, do you feel like the Niners have it in them for one last shot at a Super Bowl run? And you know how I feel about that.
Oh, you don't like it.
The window's not closing. That's stupid, or else you shouldn't sign Brock. But it's not so much about the window. I think this is kind of the way we shaped that question, which is, if you're a Niner fan, how much do you care about this current crop of players being the ones that break through for a ring? For instance, Frank Gore on our station on Friday.
Yeah.
He never got one.
That hurts,
you know,
man.
Like, if we do move on and Debo never got one,
that would hurt.
Or George never got
some
one.
Some of the best to
and
ever do it.
Maybe you get one 4 years from now and they're not on the team anymore. That
matters.
Me, yeah, and I agree with you. I agree with you. When I look out on this crowd and I see these jerseys, it feels like 70% of them are of players that may not not be on this team in 3 years. Man. Maybe not in 1 year. I don't know.
I see a Montana and Rice, and I think you're right.
Yeah, they got one. I think they got they one. Got it, yeah. You know what I mean? But like that's deep. Especially George and Debo. Yeah. But like, because Trent, he's not homegrown and whatnot.
But he doesn't have one either. So this has been his best chance.
And so him too. But when you see like George, the famous like, I will be back here. I will be back here. And then he got back here, and it got even more painful. And now now he's becoming. Some of these guys are becoming the best players to have not won, or the best team to have not won. And so
that hit me, man.
I think that's where the urgency sits.
And I asked Acho just about this Niner run since, and I know this is old and tired, but it means something. We were talking about Kyle and the validation of what they built, how, you know, to you, Acho, how important it is. And he was paraphrasing, like, he argues that Kyle's the best coach, but he loses because there's no bling. And somebody could say McVay has one, and you got to go to the back of the line. And this is not taking away from Kyle, but it's what you said. You want to stamp an era of greatness that you guys have built and been so close, man.
Yep.
That's
yep.
all.
That's what I feel. I mean, there's so much blood, sweat, and tears and great plays and everything from these crops of players. I think, you know, the Niners, even with the McCaffreys and the Williams and whatnot, they have a homegrown feel, and that a lot of their best players were drafted here and they've been here for a minute, so you feel like you've gotten to know them. And yes, as a fan, you want it for you. Let's be real. That's how most of us wake up in the morning. We want things for ourselves. But I do. I'd hate to see Warner and
Debo might be gone, so he could be looking at this year like this might be my last run. I'm hoping he's not, but that's a reality for Debo.
Yeah, for a lot of guys, I'm sure. And it's funny, as Mark was saying that, looking at the jerseys, and I'm looking out here at the great Hilton tailgate party.
Down.
And it's a mix of former Niners who have won and current Niners who haven't won. I'm yet to find a jersey of a player who is, you know, either not current or somebody who hasn't won one.
Oh, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying.
Like a tweener, like a Jeff Ulbrich or a Joe Staley or, you know.
What about these reports about when the season's about to start? It already did Sunday, and you hear Jay Glazer talk about Ayuk almost got it felt like an episode of The Office. Like, hey, get off the phone, stop. But does it really matter now? Because everybody should be happy. Bobby McFerrin.
It's interesting. It's an interesting story, you know, to hear the way that it all sort of
Because I thought we already knew Ayuk almost got traded.
Well,
when you
start getting the picture of like,
how
the papers were being signed and people are running up flights of stairs.
Get off the phone!
Right? Like, stop. It's like every movie where you're chasing someone at the airport is about to get on a plane and you're never going to see him again. Like, that's what it felt like. I did take something from that, which is what a lot of us guessed for the entire summer, which is that Brandon had absolutely no interest in leaving the Niners, and that never made any sense. But I'm also with you. I'd rather these stories don't come out today, because that's not what today is about. I don't want, you know what I mean? Like, today is about pop your drink, get your people, get your food, get your seat, and let's go. Like, I don't want to be talking about this guy, you know, this fight. Like, at least put it off for another day.
Yesterday was obviously first NFL Sunday. Anything stick out, Tibbs, to you, either overall or with an individual team or player?
Nothing too sticky. I do think that it's noteworthy that Houston was able to find a way to win that game, even though it got a little sideways. I do think that Houston is a team that is one to watch, and that's a game that definitely could have gone south on them. And then you get to the Sunday night game, the Jared Goff Bowl, so to speak, and, you know, that was a close one.
What about Antonio Pierce not going for it, 4th-and-1 with 6 minutes left?
He should not be the head coach. It's Mike Singletary-esque is the way I look at it. Antonio Pierce is, I don't think that he's cut out for the job, and I think that it's another example of a Raider organization that is broken from the top down. Yes, Mark Davis, I'm looking at you, and you can change cities, you can change states, but you still have no clue, and your team is now now going on one of the longest playoff droughts in the NFL, and it's not by accident.
I think that's well said. That Antonio Pierce, if you don't know what Dibs is talking about, not going for it on fourth and one at the opponent's 40, 6 minutes to go, and you're down by six, is wild, especially in 2024.
Well, that's what I was going to say. 30 years ago, we might not have said much about it.
So, wow. But put that aside for a second for this breaking news.
Oh, what do you got?
Which is that the injury to Puka Nacua is significant. Rams head coach Sean McVay just told reporters that Puka is an injured reserve candidate.
Wow.
Again, that's not the season-ending IR that it used to be, but at minimum, it's 4 weeks. And whenever they say at this point he's a candidate, even if they don't put him on, that tells you you're looking at minimum 2 to 3. So Puka Nacua is going to...
And they had something so good, they complement each other, him and Cup.
Like, and again, it's a reminder. I don't want to put the thought there, but it's a reminder going into this game tonight from Puka Nacua to Jordan Love. Like,
preach on it,
man. These seasons, to what happened to Aaron last year, these seasons can change in a damn blink of an eye.
Last year, yeah.
Right. So the Rams are 0-1 and now missing a star. Wow. And the Packers are 0-1 and they're missing their quarterback.
Who we all had penciled in the playoffs. Packers in, sure.
And I don't want to celebrate other injuries, but I do think this, if the Niners win tonight, they had a phenomenal opening weekend. Phenomenal.
Arizona,
when you look at the Rams losing, the Cardinals losing, the Packers are not what they are. What now the Packers are compromised. You know, the Eagles won a game. Okay, I didn't think Jalen Hurts looked great. I know Pete, the Cowboys, whatever, dude. Yeah. Deshaun Watson. The Falcons are nothing. Like, if the Niners win tonight, that was a strong opening weekend for their standing.
Do we know anything? Do we get an update on Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Thank you. What I heard last night, there was very little concern.
Okay.
Yeah, his hand is
fine. Arizona could have won that game. It's an NFL goo, but yeah, they could have won that game. Cardinals. Yeah. I'm excited,
As you should be.
This is a lot of fun.
Rest in peace to everybody who took the Bengals in their survivor pool.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I try to tell everybody on Friday, don't do it. The Bengals start slow. They're a hot mess.
I woke up to real quick an email that said, if you want back in, since everybody lost with the Bengals, you got action.
I tell you what, they didn't just lose, but Ja'Marr Chase is ripping the coaching staff after the game already. I just think, wow.
That's not a team.
Another broken organization.
The Bengals.
Oh, have been forever.
Oh my! Long even time. With Zach Taylor, a good young, a bright mind.
Yeah.
All right.
We
Jets.
Are a team here.
I'll see you inside, Steiny.
You guys, guys can take it the
see
rest
you
of the way.
Game,
Don't go
Steiny.
Anywhere. Willard and Dibs have the pregame show. Kickoff 5:15. It's football season on 95.7. The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.